What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He Said, Ella Dijo.
Yeah. I am back to having my device inside my mouth.
I can tell.
So sorry, guys. I will try to speak very clear so I don't have the accent corrector, English corrector here that I guess he is very much into correcting everything I say.
That's not true.
This time, give me some grace. I have the retainer.
I can always give you grace.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Just kidding.
There you go.
Listen, can we talk about the fact that I'm going to just bring this up because we talked last week about our daughter and now this sort of new relationship, if you will, we'll call it that. But now I'm seeing, because we spy on text messages, that there's like a meetup today because she's going to a mall with our nanny and her brother and her brother's friends. And now there's all these text messages going around about, oh my God, we're going to the mall too. Oh my God, you're going to be there too. Oh, this is amazing. So it's going to be like five kids now all meeting up at the mall, which
him,
his sister, another friend, two other friends actually, that I won't just say names on the podcast.
That are going?
Yeah. That are also going, oh my God, we might be going too. So maybe we'll meet up.
So that's
They're
fun,
not trying
Eric.
To plan it. No, I think it's totally fun. It's just now taking me back to my days of meeting up the mall with a girl I might be interested in. And I just feel like this is where it all starts. This isn't just going to the mall to shop. This is now giddy, you know, ooh, I'm going to do it. And it's all being left in the hands of our nanny. Our poor nanny is going to be overwhelmed balancing all this.
Do you want me to go?
I mean, Isabella's going to die if that happens, but... Now that she'll feel like you're monitoring it. But I think it's fine. I mean, like, they're just going to hang out and Dummy's going to be all over it. And there's another nanny going as well that could help keep an eye on the
little
kids.
Little ones. Yeah, so. Well, there's three little ones.
You filled Dummy in?
No, I didn't.
What the heck? I told you.
No, I forgot. I was just getting ready and she was in the playroom with Dylan.
That's
so
going
to
have to happen ASAP before she's in the car with
But what I'm going to say, Delmi, be mindful.
Just fill her in on what might be going on, that there's a group of
but
kids.
But nothing is going on.
No, a group of kids might be meeting up. Just make sure there's no like hand holding or any of this kind
They're
of stuff.
They're not going to do that.
We don't
Eric.
Know.
They're not going to do that. Especially
out.
With Delmi there. You're crazy. Sabella is not out of her mind.
Freaking out.
But don't. Listen, remember those days when you were in junior high?
No, I get it. It's fun.
It's fun. It's exciting.
But she's not in junior high, she's in sixth grade.
Yeah, she's in grade. So let's just elementary. You're right.
Slow the roll.
No,
a
I agree.
Bit.
But I teach it. It's harmless. It's gonna be okay. She's not gonna do anything.
Oh,
Eric
man.
Is not sleeping well, guys. Since this whole thing unfolded, are you gonna react like this when it's Dylan asking a girl out in sixth grade and Dylan has a girlfriend or whatever? Are you
no,
gonna
I'll
be stressed
him.
Out?
I'll take him. He'll go to the mall. It'll be great.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about that. Let's talk about this double standard. Let's talk about the difference between. It's okay for the boy. But it's not okay for the girl.
Because I can guide
Explain
him.
Yourself.
I can guide him
how?
On how to be respectful and polite.
But you're doing the same thing with Sabella. We're telling Sabella.
I can't control the guy.
Yeah, but we're teaching her these are the boundaries. And I told her three times already, as long as we know that he's being respectful and I don't get any phone calls or any comments from any mom at school or any teacher saying that he's trying or you guys are acting funny, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, I just feel like it's a little
So we
bit,
give her boundaries.
And we're giving her that, you know, power to control the boundary, of course, and she's a strong little girl. But I, you know, I would like to be able to have Dylan be the one that's just respectful. And I know if he's setting the boundary, I doubt the girl's going to be the one just all jumping all over him
oh,
necessarily.
Oh, you're so wrong. Girls really? Nowadays? Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, maybe. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Can we talk about the Wendy Williams documentary just a little bit? We're only in part through part one, but wow, it's such a sad, crazy documentary.
It is.
She is going through
so
a lot.
So let me ask you, the eyes bugging, you know,
that's
that she
part
has,
of a condition that she
it's
has.
It's part of the condition. Yeah. So she can't control opening her eyes this big.
Yeah, yeah. Her eyes get really wide and it and she acknowledges like it looks crazy in the
so
in, on the documentary. She talks about it. There are a couple things that I wonder, and I asked you about it this morning, like, I don't know what her reputation was before, but she's, or if this is part of the condition of what she's going through, but she is very short tempered. The fuse is like one, it's almost
Maybe
bipolar. One
the
minute
medication?
She, oh, the girl was doing her nails and one minute she's like, oh my God, you're so lovely. Da, 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 are you married? Do you have any kids? Da, da, da. And the next minute she's
you're
just
stupid.
Like, don't do that. You're stupid. Why did you do that? And like, she just goes off on this poor girl. Mm. And I imagine that's probably part of her condition or medication or all of it. And you said you've worked with people that have worked with her and loved her and she was so great.
Yeah.
But I wonder if she was ever tough, you know, as a boss
I
or employee.
I don't know. And then the feet.
Well, that's another condition. Her feet are fully swelling and like getting deformed in a way. So what Wendy is going through, and I don't remember the exact condition of what caused the issue with her feet, but I know mentally what she's going through neurologically is aphasia, which we were talking about, similar to Bruce Willis, where the frontal temporal dementia and aphasia, which is a neurodegenerative disease, which is similar to Bruce Willis. The two conditions are caused by shrinkage of certain parts of the brain and can lead to symptoms such as trouble communicating or changes in personality, which could explain why she flips a switch instantly with somebody. So I'm sure people are prepped being around her right now, but what an awful disease to go through.
It's sad.
Physical, it's mental. I mean, this girl has been through the ringer. Like they said, her mom passed away.
It's going to go downhill.
But
she's losing her memory.
She's trying to make a career comeback, but I don't know how this documentary gets her a career comeback.
Not with this condition,
at least not in the same career. Not with the same type of career.
It's really sad because this woman was, I mean, the talk show lasted how, like, 13 years,
yeah.
You know, people really liked her because Wendy is the type of woman that she calls it like it is. You know, she doesn't care. She has no filter and she's actually very smart. So to see her decline in such a massive way, it's and in the public eye, although she's been kind of like gone, you know, and that's why the whole documentary is about where had she been. But the reality is now she's back to exposing her persona, you know, and people are going to be able to learn and live what she's going through. And it is just so sad to see it happening right in front of our eyes. It sucks. Health is the most important thing in the world.
That's true.
You know, and
over
the older everything. And the older you get, the more you realize that
all the money in the world, none of it matters. The fancy bags, the fancy clothes. You just want to be healthy.
nothing matters. I just saw Bethany Frankel, that, you know, she's like a zillionaire because she has the skinny vodka and the skinny girl
bunch of things
brand. She's humongous, you know, she's very, very wealthy. And it's all about bags and expensive bags. She collects bags and she's like, I have hundreds of them and they're all super expensive. And I guess she went to like a Marshalls or like a TJ Maxx or whatever. And she realized all these knockoffs that look identical with great leather, great material.
She found all this?
Yeah. And she's like, you know what? I'm done with my bags. I don't have to keep
continuing. Are you down?
No.
Oh. But Hannah Whittingham.
I mix it up. I'm expensive, but not expensive.
Whittingham, I think is her name. One from that we love from Ted Lasso.
Yeah, yeah.
She went to the SAG Awards and she had a purse that her kids made out of cardboard.
Really?
That's what she wore on the carpet.
Yeah, but that's different because that has a sentimental value. That is
Whittingham.
That is a choice because my kids made this for me. So I'm going to make a statement that my kids made this for me. I don't think she would have bought that at Marshall's and use it.
No, but I love the fact that she actually did it. I love the fact that she actually did it. And why wouldn't you do knockoffs?
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I went to the mall with Sabella and Sabella wanted to go to Forever 21. Mm-hmm. And I was like, really, Seb? Okay, so we went and it's a massive store. You know, it's two floors. It's beautiful. So we go to Forever 21 and she finds a lot of cute stuff. And then I start looking around the men's area, super trendy stuff. And then I go to the female and I bought myself a pair of black pants, black slacks, very cheap. They fit unbelievable. I do know that Forever 21 has a big, there's a big backlash against the company because I guess it's like Zara. They, whatever they manufacture, the warehouses are like
Sheen.
In China,
it's Sheen.
But apparently it's like labor laws and they exploit. And there's they take a lot of heat because of that. But, and I hate that if that's the case. But regardless of that, I'm just bringing it up because it's cheap, but it fits really well.
It's fashionable.
Now, the true testament would be when you wash it, if they fall apart after two washes, you know, if the fabric can hold off, because what you're paying,
here's the difference.
When you go cheap things, yes, you know, you end up,
but if you went cheap enough, you could wear it 3, 4, 5 washes and then go buy something else. And you would still be way under the dollar amount of something more expensive. And you, and when you get in your position where you, I can't wear this again on the carpet because everybody saw me with this on the carpet, you could wear it, throw it away. It costs you $20, $30.
Yeah, but the fashion world.
Versus you buy something that costs $400, you ain't throwing it away, but then you're not wearing it either because you already wore it.
$400, $4,000.
I'm just saying, it depends on what it is. It could be a shirt, $400.
You know, I remember, guys, I was in Atlanta at the time doing Devious Mates, and I had to go to, I don't know if it was the MTV Music Awards or the American Music Awards. I don't know what award. And I was in Atlanta. My stylist was not there. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to fly, go to the event and go back. Let me just buy something. I don't have time to deal with the stylist and fittings and all that. So I was like, I have to do something really, really cool. So I ended up going to the mall, what is the nice one in Atlanta? No, the one in Buckhead, this beautiful mall. So I went
Buckhead Mall, I think it's called.
No, it's not. Lennox? Lennox.
Oh,
I think
Lennox.
It's Lennox.
Lennox. Yeah.
And I ended up buying this Gucci dress. And I never forget, it was $4,800. And I was like, should I do this? Oh my God. But I wonder if it's going to run in the magazines because it's brand. The same dress, not Gucci, same exact dress, will never make it to the magazines. But just because all these magazines and the editors, they know the brand. So I bought it. I was in pain, but I got it. Why? Because a bag for that amount of money, any day, because I can use it for 10 years. But a dress that is going to be photographed.
Once.
Is once. So I did it. I was shocked. It ran everywhere because it was a Gucci dress.
You couldn't wear it again.
And I have never used it again.
To my point.
And every time I see it hanging, well, not anymore because then we lost the house and I went to the house.
But to my point, you could have bought 1,000 outfits that would have been very nice at Forever 21 and worn them, all different outfits to different events, and it would have still been cheaper.
Do you know what I'm going to do, guys?
Still would have been cheaper.
It would, yeah. And it's difficult for me, and I do it because it is what it is. But I grew up, my mom was a seamstress to this day, and she is incredible at knitting and doing, she did all my clothes my entire life. And I remember growing up, going to fabric stores with my mom my whole life, buying fabric because she will do my stuff, right? So I know the value of clothing, and I know that something can be done for nothing. Mm-hmm.
We have friends that work in fashion that have told you this.
That tells all the time.
It's all made in the same place.
It's all made in the same place. But you know what? It is what it is. When you have the resources to be able to buy a brand, then you do it because it makes you happy, not because you've been smart. So I'm saying all this because Rosalind Sanchez of Ross is bonito, bueno y barato. It's going to be very affordable and it's going to be very cute. So I am going to start using my brand to different events.
Be great.
And it's $16.99, $12.99, $50. Everything is under $50.
I can't wait till you have your purses. See how much money we're going to save in our household? Now we're talking my language.
Oh my God.
I'm all about Rosalind at Ross.
Well,
Rosalind Sanchez at Ross.
Whatever.
Speaking of shopping, how would you feel if you found this out? If you were, let's say you had your favorite antique store. You're not an antique person, but you have your favorite store. Well, recently in the headline, there was this kilt wearing pervert who was arrested for going into an antique store and shoving items up his rectum and then placing them back on the shelf for display. What would you do if you found out, not an antique store, but let's just say your favorite store, and some person, you found out that store, there was a guy going in there and shoving items up his butt and then just putting them back on display.
And nobody saw him doing it?
No, they have video footage now. Dude got arrested. He's in trouble. Well, what the what is going on? Who does these things? That's got to be all for some sexual rise to do that in public.
People are sick. People suck sometimes. You don't think so?
What would you do as the owner of the store? I mean, if you saw that, just chase them out. And
if you're the owner of the store?
Yeah. What if you're a customer and would you return all those items?
Of course.
Not even knowing, but you don't know if he put it up his butt, if your item was up his butt or not.
But first, you have to check the item. If something huge,
you smell it.
You know he didn't do that. If it's something, oh, disgusting!
This is madness. People are crazy, guys. I'm gonna switch fast gear again because I like this topic. Because again, you know, we're talking about value. You think you're paying for something more, and maybe you're not getting what you paid for. And there is a hotel guest that discovered that at a hotel with fancy room service was simply Trader Joe's meals that were frozen in the fridge.
My goodness.
So you could be getting taken all this time. You got to be at the nicest hotel, the nicest things. You're overpaying and you're getting Trader Joe's frozen meals.
How did he find out though? An employee told him, just so you know.
Well, he found out there was a freezer stocked of prepackaged. She told People magazine that her husband stumbled upon a freezer stocked with prepackaged meals from the grocery chain while grabbing breakfast one morning.
Oh my God.
That's how they found out. So they saw it, you know, I guess probably just getting the routine breakfast that's included with the hotel, saw a freezer, and it was loaded with Trader Joe's meals. That's wild.
Did he go back to the management and say, guys, this is unacceptable? Or is he just coming out with the news, like just to make some noise and expose them, but didn't actually go to the manager to say anything?
No, I don't think they reported it yet, but they went, they just told People magazine to try to expose what was going on at this hotel. The pasta, just so you know, that was listed as calming cacio e pepe pasta with truffle oil.
Cacio pepe.
On the room service menu says it hadn't suspected the pastas was an imposter. The presentation was honestly incredible. So it literally was listed as something fancy, presented as something fancy, but was simply prepackaged frozen food. Huh. You never know what you're paying for.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to change topics real fast. Have you ever been with a woman that is too clingy or so loving and so smooshy that you feel a little bit overwhelmed?
Maybe my younger,
So it's possible for a guy to at some point be like, this girl is just way too touchy.
100%.
I don't want to be touched all the time.
That's how you feel when I give you a lot of squeezes and stuff. You're like, oh my God, I'm getting, touching.
You're not touchy. You're not clingy at all. Maybe you
were. I'm not clingy.
I think maybe at the beginning, but I put
what?
The kibosh.
At the beginning?
No, because I'm such an acid that you probably stopped doing that.
I'm more, I think, more affectionate physically and touchy than you are, but I probably shifted gears when that wasn't really your style as much.
But and now you're like,
now I'm the opposite.
No, you're not. You're okay.
No.
You always reach for my hand when we're driving and the kids make fun of us.
Yeah, and you never reach for mine.
Because I know yours is coming, so I don't have to reach.
But no, I mean, clingy.
Like clingy.
Clingy is not
Have you ever said to a woman, it's just, you're just so loving, you're too much?
Never done that.
Have you ever been like, you are so sexual, it's just too much. I just need a break.
No, unfortunately, I've never done that.
Some guys
I have a friend whose ex-wife he had told me, he was just like, man, I just need a break. Like, she was so much.
Really?
That he was just like, oh God. It was like, he was not as sexual as she was, and it was too much.
That is funny.
Yeah.
It's interesting because, what is a TV show from Sarah Sahi that I love?
Sex Life.
Sex Life. I guess she had this thing since she was very young, because there's a scene with her mom that the mom tells her.
The character or Sarah?
Her character.
Oh, got it.
Her character was just like sexually insatiable, as you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, like, I don't think I know any woman that is like that.
That is so over the top.
Over the top sexual. I think every woman that I talk to is kind of like, you know, it's a bit of a drag.
Yeah, I mean, I've only met one guy that's ever
told me. That
complained about that. Then he didn't complain. He's just like, wow, I mean, I could take a break. Like, it's a lot.
That's so funny. Guys, we did this blood panel and my testosterone level was not, they couldn't even find it. How do you call it? Untraceable? Is that low? Like crazy low. And it's causing issues because I guess I didn't know this. When women think about testosterone, we think it's a male hormone. We don't want it because we might grow hair all over our chin or face, you know, and our voice might change. And we think it's a boy issue. And that's not correct. It's very important for females to actually have the right amount of testosterone. And mine was zero. And it's causing problems. But anyway, I have to start putting this cream, testosterone cream, that I think a lot of women do it. And all this other stuff that I'm doing, and the functional doctor that we're using, he was like, you know what? You're gonna start living life right now. Like, it's gonna get to the point that you might have to have a passcode that Eric won't be able to touch you without the passcode, because you're gonna be like it's gonna like inspire me, like it's gonna make me, I guess, really, really into sex. And I was like, well, that'll be a first, but I'll try.
Who told you that cream was gonna do that to you? I think that's wishful thinking. I think that's wishful thinking.
Wow, you're so right.
I don't know that there's such a thing that just a little bit of testosterone cream is gonna make it where I just touch you and you're going crazy. We're investing in this product and marketing it in a huge way. Huge way to everybody.
I haven't started. I get the package today. I'll keep you all posted to see if this
guys,
works.
Guys, there's going to be no noticeable difference. There's no way.
Wow, that's the faith. You
the
way,
it's not you. I'm talking about the cream. I've never heard of that before.
Well, just
that's
think about
insane.
It. If somebody has no testosterone, even a little bit of it might cause a difference.
Listen, an increase in testosterone will, yes, but I mean, not to the way you just described it. Like, oh, you touch it, you can't keep your hand. Like, you're going to become that my friend's ex-wife.
No.
Exactly. I don't think it's possible.
I don't think you want that.
No, I don't want that. I mean, I think there is, funny enough, guys think that they, I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I can't speak for every guy, but I think on paper, that sounds amazing. And then you're going to be like, oh my God, this is too much. And I also would worry if I had a woman like that, I'd be concerned. Like, am I enough? Am I satisfying her enough? Is she strained? Is she out there?
No, you wouldn't think that.
If she was like that sexual.
But as long as you're giving it to her, why is she going to do
anything?
I know,
but then you also would wonder, like, is she just so overly sexual that she have a wandering eye? I mean,
this is so interesting.
If she was that sexual, I don't know. I mean, I kind of would wonder. I don't know.
I'm
maybe
bringing
not.
It up because, you know, my favorite show at the moment, Love is Blind, the same couple, the Megan Fox couple, he accused her of being too clingy. And then I guess she was very, very whiny because he didn't say, I love you, I love you, I love you all morning. And he wasn't as physical anymore. And then that morning she initiated sex. And then he even told her, you know what, even this morning, he's like, you need to just chill for a second.
He said that to her?
Kind of like in a runabout way, kind of like,
she wanted to keep having more.
It's just too much. It's like, you're clingy. And this morning is like, and she's like, you should be grateful to me. I even made love to you this morning. And he was like, well, you came to me. I didn't ask you to do that.
Yeah, but clingy is different than just like, hey, you want to get one
off
real
quick? She was very offended. She didn't like the word clingy at all.
Clingy is strong. Clingy doesn't strike me as I want to have a lot of sex. Clingy strikes me as someone that's just smothering you physically all the time and like all over you all the time.
Yeah.
That's why I think, or like just won't let you go by yourself anywhere. That's,
I couldn't
that's
stand
how I describe
it.
Clingy.
Come in my way, I'll be like, dude, don't touch me.
No, you would definitely, like that would be a major deal breaker for Rosalind. She could probably tolerate a lot of things, but clingy, I don't see you tolerating. I don't see that one. Listen, there is a buzzy new restaurant that has 10 rules for diners. I think this is kind of interesting. So this chef is laying down some, I think I've never heard of these types of rules. It's called the Frog Club in West Village. And these rules will get you ixnayed out of this restaurant. Simple ones, no call, no showing for a reservation. Taking photos inside, that includes bathroom selfies. If someone catches you taking a bathroom selfie, you're kicked out of the restaurant.
That doesn't affect his life or
he's
the business.
He's trying to keep that, like people that are going crazy with social media. Apparently, people would often lie about it being their birthday just to get the social media pic. So I don't know how you prove that. Maybe you have to show your driver's license. Obviously stealing, vandalizing, touching memorabilia, thinking about touching memorabilia. How do you, that's random. Again, lying about being your birthday, canceling reservation more than three times, becoming dangerously intoxicated. That's a great, great rule. Requesting a free meal. I don't know who would do that. Or kissing the chef without the consent. So you can pay $1,000 to kiss the chef.
Who's going to want to kiss the chef?
Not for the social media.
Unless this chef is the hottest thing
ever. I do
ever.
Think there is something fun to trimming down all the social media activity in restaurants. However, it's good for you too because it's extra business.
Restaurants want that. Exactly. They want publicity. It's built in free publicity for
so
them.
So you're not going to the Frog Club anytime soon? These
are
too strong.
I don't do that. I'm
not
taking pictures and like...
Are you?
When? We went to dinner last night.
You don't take pictures of the food? Oh, we went to a regular restaurant we go to all the time.
No, but I don't really do that. I mean, if you're with friends and you want to take a picture, but I don't even mention the restaurant. It's just a picture of whatever.
Does it bother you? Do you think it's annoying when you see people all around different tables, like snapping photos and videos of everything, every dish that comes out?
No. Some of them, they're food critics. That's what they do for
a
living.
Are they food? Well, I mean, if they're really food critics, but some of them are just people doing social media.
Or people love food posts. You know, they became very trendy at some point
with
influencers.
I would think restaurants would love people posting about their restaurant.
I would think so.
So you drive more traffic.
Yeah, it's free publicity. That's what I said. It doesn't make any sense to me. Anyways, would you ever have any rules if you all owned a restaurant?
I mean, I like a lot of those rules. As far as like, if somebody gets too intoxicated, I mean, that should be without saying. If someone's obnoxious and out of control.
I think every restaurant has the right to kick somebody out.
Yeah, I think that. But I mean, bathroom selfies. I mean, you can be taking up too much time in the bathroom for people that are actually trying to use the bathroom. That is a little annoying. Bathroom selfies are annoying. At your table is one thing, but in the bathroom is annoying.
Have you ever been to a restaurant that there's somebody drunk causing a scene?
Not like major scene, not in a nice place. I've been to bars where it's, you know, people get out of control, but I don't think so.
Have you ever, this is another topic, have you ever seen a man hitting, like in front of you or close to you, kind of like hitting or being abusive to a woman?
No, that's crazy.
You know, I was in Puerto Rico. This is,
I mean, I've seen people maybe in a fight and maybe it looks a little heated, but I don't
with
think
a woman?
I mean, like a guy? A couple arguing, but I don't think
and you don't get involved?
No, not like punching or hitting each other, but like people were getting a little bit too heated.
Can I tell you something? Like I have this image in my head and it's been very difficult for me to forget about it. It affected me for life, basically. You know, that's why it's so important, you know, to, I don't want to say guard your children because my mom had no control over it. But I was in the car with my mom and she was driving and then there's a car parked and there's a woman inside the car and a guy outside through the window is open, hitting the heck out of her, right? And she's screaming. And my mom got so upset and my mom starts screaming. And my mom's instinct, she wanted to get out of the car and kind of like stop him. But I guess, listen, it was smart. She was like, because the guy was so enraged that most likely the next punch was going to be to my mom.
You got to call 911 though, that situation.
Oh my God. And my mom was like, oh my God. And started screaming. And he's like hitting this woman. And it was awful.
Terrible.
And my mom just accelerated. But it, to this day, I just go, I don't know if I can witness that in front of me again.
It's awful.
Like I sometimes feel like we should have like a bat or like pepper spray or something inside the car. So if you see something like that, just go over and do something to the guy.
That's horrible. What made you think about this topic?
I have no idea.
It's a terrible topic.
Oh, you know why? You know what? You know what
the
it was?
The rules of the restaurant?
You know what it was? Because I was going down the hill to come to the podcast and there was this lady walking this kid, very toddler, very young, maybe 3 years old. And instead of with a stroller, they were holding hands and he was walking. And you know, our street is all the way up the hill. It's very windy. Narrow. It's very narrow. It's very dangerous. So the kid was kind of like all over the place. And I'm assuming she was just pulling him like stop, stop, stop. But from the distance, when I'm coming down the hill, I just see this woman kind of like manhandling, like being a little too aggressive with the kid. And I was like, please God, don't tell me that I'm going to have to say something, because if she's hitting this kid, I'm going to lose my mind and I'm going to lose my mind. And then I get very close to them and I look at her, I look at her. And what she was trying to do was kind of like moving the kid like away from the street.
She wasn't listening.
But it really affected me because I had this flashback about that incident. And I was like, I don't tolerate. That's why I think it's giving me a hard time now to watch UFC and MMA and things like that. I used to be all really? About it, and now it freaks me out.
Men beating on each other.
I think boxing I can still tolerate immensely, but UFC, even though I love the sport, is giving me a hard time. I don't know why.
There's a new fact I have learned today.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Anyways,
well, and you mean I think that's it, right? We covered it all.
This, once again, this podcast, we have covered, what, 7 topics that have nothing to do with the other?
But more importantly than all of it, Rosalind Sanchez at Ross. No, I'm just kidding. There was a lot of important topics. All right. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said, Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said, Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.